Bardock just dispersed the crowd. Goshen left so he would be innocent as Jensen murdered a cleric.
Man of the cloth.
Man of the cloth.
Mm-hmm.
One of the people.
Yeah. Nobody of importance.
That was also trying to...
incite panic?
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. So what are you guys up to?
Good question, John. That's a really good question.
When I'm done with my business, I would return with clean blades.
You got really quiet over there real fast. Mm-hmm. Way to go.
It's
not a problem anymore. We should probably try to get more out of Ava and your friend. I forget her name.
Elroy.
Elroy. About what's actually going on with this disease plague thing.
Yeah. I mean, I just sent this entire crowd of people back to the temple for a cure that we're not sure if it exists yet, so.
No. I mean, I don't know.
We could probably also pull Talmor out of the bag and check on him a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to breathe sometimes.
Yeah. Just see if he's conscious.
And maybe actually explain the situation to Ava a little bit. So she has a better handle on what's happening there. So, shall we head up?
Yep.
Cool.
Again, the tower, inside the tower, is a little hectic. Students are running all over the place. There's a couple of guards in there. The presence of the gray cloaks inside the tower is a little disconcerting. You can see that you can almost cut through the tension in the air. So as you guys kind of head back up to where you just were, not moments ago, you all kind of reconvene outside of Ava's lecture hall / living quarters.
Do you hear Talmor screaming in the distance?
Yes. Yes, you do. That might be adding to the tension of the area.
I've heard that before. It's all right.
You guys.
We'll get over it, probably.
Screaming. So as you guys get close, you can see that she actually has Talmor's head out of the...
Whose idea is this again?
Is he always like this?
Yes, always.
What's going on?
You know, I feel a little bad for him this time, though.
So yeah, you see, she brings him out and shoves him back in. You can just see a look of slight terror on her face. Oh, good, you're back. Please take this away.
Okay, I'll grab the bag, and then immediately hand it to Ordok. It did my time, damn it. I got him out of the building. He doesn't recognize me. This is your turn.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair.
I'm just a big blue monkey to him.
I'm going to turn to Ava and just ask if she has any sort of, like, recovery rooms where they send wizards who went a little too far, like a medical facility.
Oh, yes, we have 3 whole floors converted for that.
Perfect. Where are those?
Solid.
I will take you. And she's going to lead you out up the magical elevator again. And it's a whole white stone, white walls, curtains here and there. Imagine the hospital wing from Harry Potter or from that boy wizard book.
The one
British made.
Perry Potter.
Yes. The chosen one. Perry Potter.
Are there like attendants up here?
There are a few, yes. And one's kind of just going to rush over to you.
Librarian, what can we do for you?
So I've got a weird one.
And she's going to start from looking to Ava to looking to you like, I guess I can talk to you.
So a friend of mine has recently gone through some pretty serious trauma and is not in the best mental place, I'm gathering from all of the screaming. Unfortunately, the only way that we were able to actually extract him from the dire circumstances that surrounded the situation was to, I'm just going to pull the bag of holding off of my belt, put him in here.
Have you been giving him air every 10 minutes or so?
Yes, every few minutes.
So?
That's God. Where the screaming comes in. So I was hoping maybe We could let him out, and you could attempt to help in any sort of way.
We can try.
Also, just a fair warning, he is a Goliath, and he doesn't have any arms.
She's just going to look, just like, blank stare right at you like...
There was some trauma.
I feel that's an understatement.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring him over here. And she's just going to motion to, like, the nearest table. Think about it for a second and go a few more down that's a little bit longer and heavier.
I don't know the best way to get him out of the bag other than dump him.
I didn't put any of our other shit back in the bag, so...
Is all your other shit on top of that? Is on the roof of that building, isn't it?
I was thinking about that,
too.
Yeah. I don't think
all the books, everything from the fallen, collapsed tower is gone.
All my books.
I mean, technically, it was still like two buildings over.
We might have time.
Goshen, fly like wind.
You could probably just dump them.
Yeah, fine. So I'm going to like put the bag up on the table and sort of like, kind of shimmy dump and see if I can get him to slide out a little more gracefully than just dumping him on the floor.
So yeah, you I don't even know how to describe this. I'm not even sure where to begin.
Magikarp.
But so you had
have you ever seen a horse being born?
Yeah, hey, that's what giraffe. I was imagining. The end of the bag is just expanding to let his shoulders out, or what's left of his shoulders, and he just plops and wiggles, like does the worm on the table for a second. And then the screaming begins.
All right, audience, insert my incredibly annoying screaming now.
So Talmor is all over the place. And immediately this attendant is just going to put her hand on his forehead and just going to see a little bit of blue light start to form around her hand. And Talmor's just kind of calmed down.
I'll put my dagger away then.
Honestly, more effective than the way I've been doing.
So, what happened to his arms?
Did you hear about the events that happened in the Runewood a few weeks ago?
The whole vanishing and disappearance of Westspring?
Yeah. So, like a week after Westspring fell, we were at the epicenter of some... I look at Goshen.
Shit.
cataclysmic events.
Bay bullshit?
Yeah. There was a large explosion, and our friend was in the very center of it, along with our other friend who is here somewhere in a jar.
What caused this explosion?
The dumb fucks blew themselves up.
Talmor,
Yar.
Give me a constitution saving throw.
All right. Oh, natural 20.
Wow. Delicious.
You are stable. You are calm. You are one with Agmanesta.
Hey, so did I hear that someone was in a jar? Was that like me being in a bag, or were you guys talking literally?
I'm just going to step up.
Pat you on the shoulder.
Tell more, buddy. We didn't all walk out of that fight. Jerry didn't make it. Jerry's dead.
How? So I'm guessing it was like calm emotions spell, probably.
Yeah.
How intense is that as far as what... If I were to break out of it, what would need to happen, or what's the threshold of me kind of doing that? Would it stop a rage, basically? So I'll explain what I'm going to do here, because I want to make this clear. So with the fact that I know that I caused the explosion, I'm going to go into a rage. What I'm going to do, though, is it's not an outward destruct rage. It's like a self-destruct rage to where, like, I'm going to get up. I'm going to, like, kick tables, make sure it's like away from people. Like, I'm not trying to like snap and attack anyone. Like, it's basically like a angsty teenager freaking out in their bedroom, like throwing shit and like throwing myself against the wall, like just going a little nuts on myself because I know that I killed Jerry now.
Give me a charisma saving throw, disadvantage.
A 2.
Yeah, I'd say that you probably break the calm emotion spell, and yeah.
It's kind of going off on the rest of the room, like...
Well, the second he...
Oh, you're still on a table,
the second
though.
He starts to get up, I'm just gonna, like, lean over and try to hold his shoulders down and just, like, look up at the wizard nurse.
It's a 17 on a strength to...
How's your ab workout been lately?
Oh, better than mine.
So you're able to like sit up and like push Ordok off of you.
Yeah, I'm just gonna start screaming, like I said, throw myself against the wall, like start kicking shit, and just knowing that I killed Jerry.
I instinctively reach for the ball peen and just like look again
Both the attendant and Ava are going to hold their hands out. You're going to see this bright green light form. And Talmor is just going to slowly start to calm down.
Ooh, double team that shit.
Like, you know, go down to my knees and just start crying profusely. Just speaking illegibly.
Sit next to you and kind of like put my hand on your shoulder. Say a whole lot, just kind of be there.
I'm going to walk up to Ava. Like, and just ask her, can you care for him here while we deal with what's happening in the city?
We can try. I mean, we're not really meant for this kind of issues. But we can make an attempt, yes.
I don't suppose you have a druid locked away in this tower somewhere that could regrow his fucking arm.
No?
She's actually going to look away for a second.
Not one that's any of use.
So that means you have a druid locked away in this tower?
That's what I rather from that.
Long story. Huh. Have you taught the Bolin at all?
I just chuckle. Yeah, we... I just look down at my leg.
She's gonna kind of make the note like, yeah?
Was he magically inclined at all?
Bolin? Yeah.
No, Talmor.
Oh. No.
Path of the Totem Warrior, man. All of my power comes from magic.
I thought you were Path of the Bear, my mistake.
Well, I am. It's Path of the Totem Warrior, Bear Totem.
I guess that's true.
I have spells, and,
He my rage had is... some, tribal-esque magic. Wild magic sort of stuff. Nature.
Then the operation would work. But, his mind does not feel right.
That's normal.
Yeah. You're not saying anything we don't already know.
So I guess I kind of, like, look at Ordok. Just kind of quizzically, like, should we tell them?
I think he's been in a few pieces for a while.
How so exactly?
I'm gonna quizzically look back at Goshen.
I just kind of shrug. Something called a mind flayer is all I know.
Oh.
In his past, we're not sure how long ago.
It was before he met us. He started breaking through barriers while we were together.
What caused these breaking through barriers?
Rage, usually. And there was that weapon that William had. What was it?
Oh, yeah.
Some sort
of... big axe.
I don't remember the specifics of it, but the axe brought things up from his past.
An axe brought back memories erased by a mind flayer.
An axe, it was a fairy axe of some sort.
Oh.
John?
Yes.
Jinx doesn't care about any of this.
I know. I figured as much.
Can he, like, be walking around? Like, it's like a lot of people that are hurt recently, right? Or is it all plague?
Mm-hmm. Not, this floor has no plague on it. It's a lot of people that looks as though they were hurt in the riots outside.
Jensen would just be looking around at all the patients, walking around, checking every single one that he can without looking suspicious for any markings that might indicate them being part of a secret underground organization, crime syndicate thing. But that's where he'll be.
Go ahead and roll me perception. Ooh. Or I'm sorry, investigation. Roll me investigation.
I would roll a 4.
So you're walking around. Don't really see like anything that kind of gives off. And then there's this one guy who's like whole right arm is just burned. Don't quite know what from what, but you can definitely see kind of obvious markings of the syndicate.
Okay. That's all for now, as I'm just trying to find members and see who's here. But that's where I'll be while you guys are talking with the magic nurse and the creepy girl.
I think we can fix him. Well, unlock his memories, at least.
Well, that's interesting.
That could be... I mean, I guess you do have that room upstairs. Maybe that'd be fine.
Do it before you give him arms.
Oh.
Would be my suggestion.
That's a good call.
Or we can reinforce the wall that was put in place.
He is a good man at heart. He doesn't need to live a lie.
It's not what I expected Ordok to say.
Yeah. Long 3 weeks, buddy.
Okay. Fine.
Actually, you know what? At this point, like, since I'm conscious, right? I'm just...
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to kind of, like, look up, at least at Goshen, if he's still, like, near me.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not a good man, Goshen.
Of course you are, friend. You've saved me numerous times.
I killed Jerry.
You didn't kill Jerry. Jerry died in the explosion.
I caused the explosion.
How?
Crystals. The blue and the orange. Oh. I thought it was the only way. We were gonna die, and so I hit them together as hard as I could. And, well, I had a few of them. I killed Jerry. It was my fault. I'm gonna kind of bow my head again and start like sobbing more.
You did what you thought you had to. You didn't intend on killing Jerry. And it did work. We stopped her.
But at what cost?
Well, see, we've learned some stuff. It's an actually very complicated question. Jerry wasn't who we thought he was, or who he thought he was, either.
What do you mean?
It's all complicated and way out of my league, but something... He was a creation. He was not human, so to speak. A key.
A key to what?
To the planes. When Jerry died, the planes opened again.
Oh.
He was I don't know the word. Is Ava, like, within earshot?
Oh, yeah, she's
fucking
right there.
Fucking pleadingly looking at her, like, fucking help. This is...
Simra Lacrim.
Thank you.
That helps Talmor a bunch, because he knows. Actually, you know what? Here, why don't I do this? I have
Arcana. Skill.
So that was a 1 with a -1, so I have a 0 on Arcana.
Fucking blank stare.
The blankest of stares.
He was a duplicate.
Okay.
I'm just going to walk up. Talmor, it was a decision that was made in battle. We didn't have time to do anything else. There's a lot going on right now, unfortunately. But let's get you healed up. We can make you better.
You can help us fix it.
I'll do what I can, but I can't. I'm gonna try to summon my weapon because I have a bound weapon. I have a bound weapon. Like, that's part of my magic as well as a barbarian.
I forgot you had a bound weapon.
So, like, I'm gonna, when I try to summon my weapon, what happens? Does it just, like, come into my mouth or just
falls on the floor in front of you?
I'm not super useful right now, if you haven't noticed. Well, you know that expression, I'm all hands or I'm all left hands? I'm all no hands.
I gesture down to my leg and say, we'll figure it out. We can fix it, hopefully. We've got to have some conversations, but we'll try to make you whole.
I'll do what I can, but I promise I will atone for what I did. I'll make it right.
I know you will, buddy.
Where's Bo? Did he die in the explosion too?
No, Bo made it through the explosion. He got eaten by rats. That was kind of his own thing. Don't worry about that.
Oddly, that's exactly what I was expecting, while also not expecting anything. Okay. Wait, so he's dead too?
No, he got better.
How do you get better from being eaten by rats?
We're not entirely sure?
Yeah, we don't have that answer.
I mean, fucking par for the course, right?
Honestly, right. Yes.
Well, the last time I was out of this bag, I was on a roof that was catching on fire. So I assume the time is of the essence, right?
Understatement, yes.
This week's episode is brought to you in part by Easy Roller Dice. They are a customer-focused tabletop gaming company specializing products for gamers, educators, and all other professions. They have a full collection of beautifully crafted dice, as well as a whole inventory of other great gaming materials to suit your every gaming need. Go on over to their website and check out their full list of amazing products. And while you're over there, add something to your cart because our listeners are now receiving an enormous 25% off discount when you enter the code DOD25. That's DOD25 at checkout. So as always, we want to say thanks a bunch to Easy Roller and thank you all for listening.
To the people of Agmenesta, hear me. I have been advised by the Holy Order of Thaum that new adventuring gear is available to all who may be in need. Wormwood Gaming, founded by a small troop of artisans, has released a series of gaming towers, trays, vaults, and other accessories to ensure that your roles stay true and any equipment secure from Fae or any other dark influences that stalk the night. If you decide to take up the cause, use the code DOERDICE at checkout to gain free shipping anywhere within the United States.
Hey guys, this episode is sponsored in part by our brand new merch store over at teepublic.com. You can head over to teepublic.com/doerdice or check the episode description for the link. We have some amazing work over there from our resident expert, Ben, who is currently working on loads of new designs specifically for Season 2. If you want to rep our show while also looking great and sporting some awesome artwork, we love the quality of our new store, and we know you will too. So jump over there, check it out, and then let us know what you think on our social media and our Discord. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Hey guys, it's John, your friendly neighborhood dungeon master. I just want to take a moment real quick and talk to you guys about Fantasy Grounds. They are a fantastic program you can use on your computer to game with those friends you have that might not be as close as you prefer. If you and your friends can't sit around a table together, Fantasy Grounds is by far the best alternative to it. The day a module for Dungeons & Dragons drops in your friendly local gaming store, it drops on Fantasy Grounds. And the ease to add your own content is a breeze. Thanks for listening, guys. Now back to the show.
So how do we get me arms? Yeah, some of those metal ones we could just strap to me?
We do not hear. Your best source would be... And she's going to look over at Ordok. If Bolin is still in town.
I'm going to look around and try to find Jensen.
It's probably a few beds away, but he's within earshot, I'd say.
Jensen. Come here for a second.
What? What do you want?
We need to find Bolin kind of right now.
Was Bolin at the theater? I don't think I saw him.
I didn't see him.
I don't know where to find him. I would have looked at a shop, but he kind of dipped out of there, didn't he?
I honestly don't remember.
last time you guys were there, he was still there.
So then he should be at a shop.
In theory.
Can we get there? Can you get us there quickly? And we're going to bring him back here. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah, I can do that. John, Bolin was just kind of contracted by the syndicate. He didn't actually work for them, right? Or he wasn't actually a member?
He was not a member. He was more so their hired connection. Yeah, for the magical goods and services.
Okay.
I'm going to look at Ava. Is Elray still working on a cure, or can she be pulled away?
I believe the cure, what it is completed.
Can someone else take over making more, and she can be pulled away from surgery? She's the best surgeon I know.
We can send a few of our nurses and staff here to continue. That was the plan. So she's going to look at the assistant. We can summon her. Go relieve Elroy, please.
And the nurse is going to sprint away.
I'm just going to look back over at Talmor and say, we're going to go find you some arms.
Though, Talmor, yeah. Roll me perception.
Perception. Plus one. Yay. 14.
People are starting to run around, move about around you. You summoned your weapon, but you never really took a good look at it until now.
Okay.
This isn't your axe.
Okay. Whose axe is it? Because bound weapon works a very certain way.
Yes. This is William's axe.
Oh. So while everybody else is running about, I'm going to kind of look down. I'm going to see that. Remembering that when I grabbed it, it forced me to drop it. Knowing that I cannot grab it now, I'm going to throw myself on top of it. So where I can't drop it, and it's stuck under my 500-pound body. And I'm going to see what happens.
Oh, God. I should have been prepared for this.
Yeah, honestly. Really should.
Talmor's back.
Did anything less. Oh, God. You see fire. You feel the heat. You feel immense pain on your chest and on your shoulders. And in the distance, you just see a figure evaporate.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Start crying, but continuing to...
You're on top of this axe.
Can I move? Like, is this like a vision, like a out-of-body experience type thing where I'm seeing...
Yeah.
Like, if I were to, like, move or do... What am I seeing? What can I do?
Roll me a charisma saving throw.
A 5.
You have some control over this. Not much, but you're able to like move around, but the pain is intense.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm a barbarian. Pain is kind of my thing. I guess I'm gonna move towards the... You know what? No. This is the explosion, isn't it? Right?
It seems to be, so...
I'm gonna move as fast as I can through the wall of vines up until to the altar. I want to see what happened to that priest and the whole thing to see if we actually stopped him or if he got away. That's what I want to know.
John?
Did they evaporate too? What am I seeing?
Your control here in this kind of dreamlike state is limited.
I see how it is. All right.
You rolled a 5.
That was a nice way of putting it, John. I just would have gave him his worst fear. Regardless,
I like uncertainty better.
Fucked with him.
Okay. I guess. I mean, I seen a figure in front of me evaporate. That's check off for Jerry. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to do in this situation. I get that. I'm obviously not doing well, reliving this. But I don't know. I guess I'm stuck on what I'm supposed to gain from this, other than just like emotional pain.
Well, Drew, if you recall about the axe, in order to wield it, you had to overcome your greatest fears that you've done in your greatest failures. And for the longest time, it was being expelled from your own clan, your own tribe, until recently,
right,
where you pretty much murdered one of your closest friends.
Not to like frame it in any sort of way.
No. I mean, ever so lightly.
I mean, there's always going to be guilt, right? So I did this. I made that choice, and I know that. But basically, I mean, a little bit outside of game, the one person, or the two people rather, Goshen and Ordok, the two people that were there who were also affected by this, who I would be the most terrified of them figuring it out. Like, they said it was all right. They said it had to be done. Like, regardless of if they meant it, I mean, in Talmor's mind at least, like, knowing that, yes, I killed Jerry, but, like, in the greater scheme of things, with the limited knowledge I had, like, it unlocked the planes, which, you know, what happened there? You know, it's... But essentially, two other people are alive, or three, I guess, with Bo, technically, kind of, maybe. But I'll never, like, character-wise, I'll probably never forgive myself for what happened. But the knowing that most of my friends came out of it, and knowing that they understand my thought process on it, it would probably be, like, at least semi-calming about it. So I don't know if that's a good enough reason to say overcome it, but that's where he's at.
So you realize, like, as this is happening, it's the same scene replaying itself over and over. Explosion, the evaporating figure. On this last time, as you kind of come to this realization, the evaporating figure doesn't vanish as quickly as it did before.
Hey, Jerry. Sorry, buddy.
Didn't say anything. He's just looking at Talmor. And then he just smiles his big, dumb smile. And waves.
And the moment that happens, you're still on the axe, but you're conscious.
Tears, obviously. Mentally and emotionally stable. Only go so far. I'm still very an emotional person. So I'm crying. But like I get up, or I flop around until I'm kind of...
That's it. Goshen and Ordok could probably see you now on top of the axe flopping.
Oh, hey, friend. Let me help you.
Yeah.
Did you... Well, let me help you up, buddy. Come here, man. And I'll try to get him upright.
Yeah, I'll give him a hand. You get one side, I'll get the other.
Let's get you back up on this bed.
Guys, look, the axe.
Oh, here, I'll grab that for you.
Oh no.
Oh yes. Oh god.
Okay. Goshen, roll me a constitution saving throw at disadvantage.
Oh Jesus. Okay.
Oh fuck.
I said look, not touch.
Oh fuck, 6. That's a 6.
So you just grab this axe. Oh fuck this axe. And immediately your arm where your brand is burns.
Ah.
And before you, you just see darkness. You can just smell feces and piss everywhere. Dim light coming through grates in the ceiling. And you just see people around you being stabbed with spears and a few of them just collapsing. And then they start walking towards you. They kind of undo your chains and lead you into a bright, open space.
Can I drop the axe? Yes. I drop the axe, like kind of let it clatter to the ground and throw myself violently backwards and just kind of shake. What was that?
That's not my axe. That's William's axe.
Do I recognize it after, like... as he's saying that?
Yeah, it's been a little while, but once he... I mean, before Talmor having a great axe was, no big deal, but now that you see it, you recognize it as the axe that William wielded.
I'm going to start muttering about fey bullshit. go find, like a pillowcase or a cloth or something.
I'm just going to dispel it.
Oh.
And it obeys.
That's nice to know. I'm gonna summon it.
It plops on the floor.
I'm gonna dispel it.
And it vanishes.
And then I'm gonna summon it.
And it drops on the floor again.
And vanish it.
All right, I think we're good here. And let's.
Actually, one real quick though. While we're just sitting, I'm gonna summon it.
It pops into the floor.
I'm gonna dispel it.
and it vanishes.
You're doing God's work, buddy. Let's move along now.
He'll be entertained for hours. Now's a good time to go get his arms.
Hey Jensen, come grab this axe real quick. Can you pick that up? I dropped it.
He's gone. He's dropped it. He's off rolling to Bolin.
I already know what you can see. I assumed I was there. I thought we were going to get Bolin together.
Oh, I thought, okay, I assumed you were going by yourself, sorry.
I can.
Nah, we're going to strong arm him, so we best stick to a group.
Yeah, he's coming.
Are you bringing Talmor?
No, he can sit here.
No. What's he going to do, scream at him?
I mean, that might work.
No.
I can still headbutt. I'm a 9 foot tall, 800 pound, or 500 pound without my arms. Goliath.
Okay, so you guys are going to leave Talmor as the three of you head to Bolin's shop. It's the front door is locked up tight. In the distance, you just see billowing smoke from the south.
All your stuff is gone, guys.
Yeah, he was a little gone.
Just look inside the shop, see if he's in there. Shake the door. Bang on it.
Roll me a perception check. Oh yeah, no, the door's not moving. I mean, you can hear like a rattle of like it being locked on the other side.
I'm just gonna kick it down. I don't have time for this.
Ooh. My perception. Okay. So you looking through the window, you can kind of see that there might be some movement in the background, but you can't quite exactly make out what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you go to kick it, and the thing just right off its hinges, the lock explodes, and this door just shoves back to the back of the shop.
I'm just going to walk in and say, Bolin, we need a favor.
What the bloody hell? That was my door.
We'll get it fixed. It's fine.
Bullshit, you will.
I'll set, hold on, some amount of money down on the counter. We'll say 2 gold.
This will barely buy new hardware.
I set 10 gold down on the counter.
This could at least buy a new door. What do you all want?
We need some gear mail and 2 crystals. We need arms right now, as quick as we can.
Oh, I see you all have arms already.
That's right. We're on the move.
I'm leaving town.
We have someone for the surgery. We just need the equipment.
Do you have any idea how much that's going to cost?
We'll have it covered.
What? Come downstairs.
And he's going to like start pulling out drawers, and he's got these like about hobbit-sized arms.
Here, crystals in the upper drawer on the left.
Poor Goliath. We need arms for Goliath.
I'm sorry, what?
Big, strong arms.
Or tiny arms.
These look fine to me.
I swear to God, if I get T-Rex arms, I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be pissed.
For Goliath.
Yes.
Hey, guys, out of game. Specify that they need to turn into General Grievous arms, too. Come on now.
I don't have anything that big.
Where can we find something that big? Where can you link us to your supplier?
They come from the south on a ship about once a month.
Do you need to place an order, or do they just send the stuff up?
I know to place an order. I kind of get maybe if I send out a set, I replace it, but I've never had need for Goliath. Hold on.
One of you roll me a flat d20.
Is,
All right. Fuck. That's a 3. Nailed it.
No, that's totally an 18.
Yep.
There's a chance. Head to the dock. A merchant district. There might be a ship still there. A lot of shit was leaving because of the dragon. There's a ship called the Scarlet Patch. They came, took my order. That normally the ones that deliver odds and ends to me. They might have some things on the ship itself. But I'd hurry. The best I can do is this.
He's going to open up one of the drawers and toss you 2 large blue crystals.
Before we head out, I'm going to look at him and say, I put a lot of strain on my leg, and the crystal glowed blue. What's the dealio?
You know... Remember when we first gave you the crystal in the leg and said there was some kind of issue with the other side of it?
Sure, we'll go with yes.
I think your foot is still alive.
Well, I don't have time to process that. Let's go to that boat.
It shouldn't be glowing at all. I mean, any pain you felt might have been distributed to it.
That poor foot.
Okay. Well... I'm just going to glance over to Goshen and be like, I think I'm just going to unpack that tomorrow.
That's probably wise. Yeah. I forgot that Talmor created an abomination out of your foot.
Yeah. It's my baby.
Go.
Yep. Right. Gone.
Yep.
Scarlet Patch, I won't be here when you get back.
Okay.
Sorry about the door. Deuces.
Bullshit, you are.
You're right.
Ordok, I'll catch up to you. I'll get out. I'll be faster than Ordok will, so. I need to talk to Bolin alone about some things.
Fair point.
Before he's gone.
Okay, have fun.
Yep, definitely not going to question that at all.
Nope.
The foot is still in your head.
I'm going to walk back into the shop and... I look at Bull and say, do you know what's happened to the syndicate right now?
No, I got a missive from the king earlier to attend an event.
Well, I got a question for you. Do you consider yourself part of the syndicate?
I consider myself a freelancer.
The king's dead, Bolin. The syndicate's momentarily dismantled.
What happened?
I killed him.
Okay, I'm guessing that's what the fire is.
Mm-hmm. And I want to kill the rest of them, Bolin. But I need some help, so I'll do a favor for a favor.
Go on.
If you give me any information you have on any contacts, anything you know about where somebody might be hiding, I'll make sure they all think you're dead. I'll spread rumors, I'll do whatever I need to do to cover your trail. You'll have a safe exit. Start a new life with a new underground criminal organization. Somewhere else.
I hear the South is pretty this time of year. Then again, I always prefer the cold. I might go north. All right. Bottom drawer. There's a false bottom. In it is a notebook. Everything I know, every contact I've made, every safe house that I'm aware of, and anyone currently hiding in them. Any ship that comes through port that has connections to the syndicate. The only thing I don't have is where the Queen is staying. You know of her, right?
A little fuzzy.
Vanifer. She was trying to make a name for herself in East Runewood. But she came back into town a little bit ago.
Hmm.
She is who I would worry about first. Especially because you and your friend brought the king some drake eggs not too long ago. Do believe, considering things that I have been asked to procure, that they have hatched and that they might be with her. I have a few thoughts as to where she could be. Check the book. It should answer many of your questions.
I nod to him. For once, it's actually been a pleasure, Bolin. And I'll go find the notebook.
Do me a favor, though.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm gone, burn this place to the ground.
Okay, I can do that.
Grab my 10 gold off the counter.
He's going to make sure to grab the 10 gold off the counter and put it into a coin pouch.
And I wouldn't worry about taking anything in here. Everything in the front room is fake.
Solid.
What a guy.
That's Bolin.
He's kind of just gonna pat kind of a satchel he has on his side, and he's gonna grab this like small, like weird kind of shaped hat and put it on his head. And the moment he does, you're gonna see just like a shimmer as his form is going to slightly change.
Have fun in the north.
Can't be much worse than here, can it?
I go pull out that drawer, pull out the false bottom, grab the book, look at it. Fuck, I'm gonna have to learn how to read.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to keep up on everything Do or Dice, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or join us in our Discord. You can find all of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios on doordicepodcast.com. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, and please leave a review. We appreciate all of them. See you next week. Same dice time, same dice channel.